Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. While many Americans look forward to this time of year because they have just spent celebrating the holidays and the new year with family and friends, millions of retirees bookmark this time of year because it's when Medicare's numbers for 2025 are released. While we'll go into much more detail shortly, the bottom line is this: seniors will pay more for Medicare in 2025. We'll lean on a USA Today article, 2025 Medicare Part B premium increase outpaces both Social Security COLA and inflation, for the details we'll use during today's conversation. Let's get right to it. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, Americans who utilize Medicare Part B will pay more again in 2025. Next year, the standard monthly premium for those enrolled in Medicare Part B will increase by $10.30 to $85. That's a jump from 2024's $174.70. In 2023, the Part B premium was $164.90. Furthermore, the annual deductible for every Medicare Part B enrollee will increase from $240 in 2024 to $257 in 2025. The CMS notes that those increases are largely due to expected higher costs and increased usage. Interestingly, the rise in 2025 Medicare Part B premium is larger than both inflation and Social Security's cost of living adjustment, or COLA. The annual inflation rate in October 2024 was 3.2%, and the announced 2025 COLA is 2.5%, or about $50 a month for the average American. The article also explains that when the Part D premium increases at a quicker rate than the COLA, the premium can gobble up a bigger portion of a person's monthly Social Security payment. Because a recipient's Part B premium is determined by income, high-income Medicare enrollees also pay an income-related monthly adjustment, or IRMA. All told, IRMA impacts about 8% of those utilizing Part B, according to CMS. For participants who are married and live with their spouse for any part of the year and who file separate tax returns, the numbers break down as follows. Those making $106,000 or less will pay a Medicare Part B premium of $185 a month. Those making between $106,000 and $394,000 will pay an IRMA of $406.90 plus the standard $185 for a grand total of $591.90. Those making more than $394 will pay $443.90 in IRMA on top of the standard $185 a month for a monthly total of $628.90. While you might think Medicare Part B costs rising faster than the COLA is a rarity, it's actually been the case for several years. And, as the article adds, this is likely one of the reasons that some older Americans are struggling financially. From 2005 to 2024, Part B premiums jumped an average of 5.5% annually, while COLAs averaged less than half of that, a mere 2.6%. So what can cause a disparity like that? It's caused, at least in part, because Medicare costs aren't included in the Consumer Price Index that's used to determine the annual COLA. There have only been four times when the Part B premium didn't increase: 2009, 2014, 2015, and 2018. The larger premium will be there right from the start in January. For most people, the Part B premium will automatically be deducted from their Social Security check. If you don't have it automatically deducted, set a reminder to begin paying the higher amount right away. Medicare has different parts, and Part B handles physician services, outpatient hospital services, some home health services, durable medical equipment, and certain other medical and health services that aren't covered by Medicare Part A. Part A covers inpatient hospital stays, skilled nursing facilities, hospice, inpatient rehabilitation, and certain home health care services. Roughly 99% of Medicare recipients don't pay a Part A premium because they have at least 40 quarters of Medicare-covered employment. The inpatient hospital deductible in Part A will increase to $1,676 in 2025, a $44 increase from the prior year. For those who haven't worked long enough to qualify for Part A without a premium, the full monthly premium will be $518 in 2025, a $13 jump from last year. Let's address Medicare in broader terms now. Early in retirement, many people will have the health and energy to travel frequently and to enjoy new hobbies. But as we grow older, your retirement will naturally slow down, and this is often when healthcare expenses begin to rise. At this point, many people will have larger health-related expenses, including things like health and safety upgrades to their home. And Medicare doesn't cover many of these expenses. In fact, it's fair to say that many of my clients are shocked when I tell them all the things that Medicare doesn't cover. Yet, at the same time, you may be able to build a retirement strategy that positions you to manage some of the costs that commonly occur as we enter our later years. Long-term care insurance, for example, is just one possible option you may want to discuss with your financial services professional. If you haven't already spent time reading up on long-term care insurance, I'd urge you to do it soon. It's important to note that many people purchase long-term care insurance when they're in their mid-50s to early 60s, and the longer you wait, the more expensive your policy is probably going to be. Long-term care insurance may help you and your nest egg weather the financial storms that can often come with needing nursing home, assisted living facility, or home health care services. And again, don't expect Medicare to cover these services on your behalf. In some cases, Medicare may provide a degree of assistance, but in other cases, Medicare won't help at all. Also note that you have options beyond long-term care coverage. Asset-based long-term care insurance is a life insurance policy that allows you to leverage your death benefit to pay for nursing care costs. Furthermore, you don't have to build a Medicare strategy or a broader retirement healthcare strategy all on your own. Many financial services professionals are well-versed in Medicare and will be able to help you enroll in Medicare. And that same financial services professional will also be able to show you how Medicare and Social Security fit together and how, when those two critical elements are added to a thoughtful financial strategy, you can confidently head into retirement with the knowledge that you've planned as much as possible for the years ahead. If you have any questions about Medicare, Social Security, or any other elements of your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmystique.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoyed the show today, please click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Bird offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.